It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. Whoops, it's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's Yes.
And that's Sasha.
And yes, we are live. We are live on Adobe Radio.
Thanks, Adobe.
I just wanted to make sure we were alive, and I believe we are. Thank you, Bad Brains, for the huge. Should we make a theme song? or always keep it the intro
that
to
is
the
our,
live version.
That is
of
our
Youth
theme
is
song.
Redless. Yes, it is.
Maybe a remix. Maybe someone can do a remix for us.
Yeah, or like a cross between your like beatboxing and.
Well, yeah, of course. I gotta be in there.
Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us everywhere else, Cool Nerd Weed Show. Find us all over the socials, on the YouTubes, on the Instagrams, on the Twitters, on all of the things you can ever think of, ever, just ever you can think of. So I begged TS for dabs this past weekend. I was like, I'm gonna do it. Like, I didn't, cause like we do the Puffco, you know, we vaporize our concentrates quite a bit, but I wanted to do like an old school torchy dab. I was like, Jimmy.
It's a process.
It is. And well, we did do the dab show back early in the day. It wasn't the garage days. We were on Adobe, but we did do the dab show. Search the archives and see if you can find it. It's a good one where we break down. TS breaks down. I don't do shit. like the temperatures and all that jazz. So I knew I was in good hands today because we've done this many a time. You've taught me how to dab, literally. But man, if I sound like I'm more wheezy this show, it's because we didn't even do that many dabs. That's the thing.
We did some little baby dabs. I made sure the temperature was right.
Yes.
They were like low temp, flavorful.
And I'm like,
I don't know what it was. I felt like the same thing. Even I broke out my little mini banger.
I'm sneezing. Yes, a little mini banger.
And which, you know, it's tiny but mighty, and you get a nice smooth hit out of it. You need the lighter.
Yeah, I don't need the empty banger or the empty.
Doesn't even have water in it. Yeah. We're using the big boy.
Hold it. Yeah, we used. I have the G Pen. Well, no, TS. Let's rewind that. TS got me the G Pen Connect, which is very fancy, and we used it at Lowell the first time, the cannabis cafe here in LA. And it's, I don't know if you're familiar in the world with dabbing, but G-Pen is like the old school Snoop Dogg first ever portable vaporizer, vaporized flower, vaporized wax. I got it in New York back in the day when we were fucking vaporizing like brown ass fucking like resin.
When we pulled out my little mini dab rig, we found that G-Pen.
The Huff
collab, inside of it was this contraption that was a flask.
It looked like the Wu-Tang album, the new Wu-Tang album.
It was a little flask, and you open it up and had your little G-Pen micro inside of it.
Yes,
with all the accessories.
Yes,
handy.
Yes,
got me into a lot of trouble.
It was great, the G-Pen, and we experienced the G-Pen Connect at Lowell, and we're like, oh my god, we need this in our lives. So TS got it for me, I think, for Christmas 2 years ago.
I think,
because
so
it wasn't last year. I think you got me the new Puffco last year, and we had some trouble with it. Like, we really wanted to use it, it wasn't connecting right, so you're always really good about warranty shit, so you're like a dad.
I filled out the warranty card.
Filled out the warranty form within the first 60 days.
Mailed it in. And I got another one. They replaced it.
And then it was smooth sailing. It really worked really well. We actually had Selma on from Lowell. Selma?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and Selma. she used it with us. I remember we were in the studio, I think. And It was great. It's been great. But I don't know. Life gets crazy, you know, and dab devices are everywhere. So I've been just kind of using my Puffco exclusively. This is the whole reason I'm telling the story, because we used the rig from the Connect package that you got, because it came with like a full ass rig.
Yeah, it's, what is it like? I don't even know. It's a fancy one.
I don't know. I forget what it is. It's a good one.
It says on the side
HS,
which stands for something. High standard?
Yes, high standard. Higher, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it's nice. It's a really nice rig. And it's good because you can take the G-Pen off and put in like why do I keep forgetting a banger?
A banger. A little quartz banger.
Yeah.
So it still works.
It still worked.
To this day.
So we couldn't get the G-Pen to work, rather, the actual mechanism, because I hadn't used it in over a year or something, which was kind of a bummer, because I did want to try it again, because my Puffco isn't working either, so I wanted to try something. So that didn't work. So we had the banger, and you brought your little baby just in case, and then we dabbed.
Backup.
We did low temp dabs, and my chest is tight, I will tell you. And you know, it's funny because like I always like kind of say dabbing is for like, you know, like the connoisseur, and I feel like it is, you know, like there's a lot that goes into it. There's like science and thinking about it, and also like it is pretty, there's a lot of THC in these dabs. And if you're, I'm not saying it's for the connoisseur, but if you're not experienced in like, you know, this sort of thing, ease into it, I'd say, right? I mean, I guess no better way to start than start. But, like, just make sure you're doing it with somebody who you know understands dabs.
For sure. You got to go easy. You're not going to try to do a full gram dab like you see on YouTube. Just go easy.
Please
put
don't
a tiny
do that.
Tiny little
it's
bit.
So bad for you.
A tiny little bit on a little scoop.
And it, you know, it'll turn you off to weed if you overdab, if you do this wrong. And I don't want that for you.
You don't want it to be too hot. You want a nice, flavorful concentrate.
Yes. And so I was saying, you know, I haven't, like, I've been doing Puffco. I've been taking hits off my Puffco. And I smoke more weed than I weigh. So I was like, why are my lungs so tight? Why does it feel like there's, like, somebody stabbing me in my lungs? Because I haven't really got like this in a long time. I was wondering, because this is the first dab with flame that I've taken, and I can't even tell you how long. So I was wondering if, like, maybe it was because I had COVID last year. Like, that's why my lungs feel so tight right now. Like I feel my lungs feel really tight right now.
It's
I can breathe clearly, but
it's a possibility.
As she holds the joint, lungs feel tight. Take more smoke in them. Don't do as I do, please. Ever. Yeah, it could be. I don't know. It's just something I've been tossing around in my dome piece.
Also, you know, that glass piece you have, you probably got a much larger hit from it
than I usually have.
Do from out of the Puffco. I enjoy the Puffco as well, but this high standard glass with the old school banger on it was just like very efficient. A huge, you know, every glass, you know this, every bong piece you smoke out of hits differently. Every pipe,
yeah,
you get a little something different.
Yeah, I definitely just feel like
there's got to be some science there
in my old age. Now, this relates into our show because we're going to talk about the cannabis and COVID thing. It's a cannabis and COVID story as best we can, with the help of a scientist and a chemist and as many people who know what they're talking about. Not actual people on our show, though. We should get people on our show. We did have Riley on our show, and I'm going to play you a clip from when she was on the show. Then I'm going to play what she said about this story in a minute. But I did want to note that if you have COVID now, which a lot of people do, please don't smoke. Like, I know it makes you nervous to have COVID. It made me nervous too. And I took edibles. Take edibles. please. I beg you. Because COVID is a respiratory disease and smoke was in your lungs. It's just a, that I feel like I can say, I'm not a doctor, but I am somebody who had COVID.
Well, yeah, I mean, this story has been pinging around. Like, yes. It's gained a lot of traction.
So, yeah, so that said, we are going to talk about the actual story that came out. And it, regardless of whether or not right nowsies, we can go, like, that giant, you know, the dab rip that I just did is going to prevent COVID. It's not. But let's say we all got excited about it. Regardless of what that answer is, this is still good news. It's still good news that there are things in cannabis that are kind of contributing to the prevention of COVID. It's not what you think it is. It's not like, it's not just smoke a bunch of weed and not get COVID. But we'll break down a little bit of it for you in, like, layman's terms, which is we are laymen. We are lay people.
Yes. Yes.
So,
we are.
So we had Riley D. If you don't know Riley D, little does she know, she's going to be on our show tonight. She was on our show a few months back. She's amazing. She kind of like was on TikTok. She's like a chemist, a biochemist. She does like, right? Biochemist? Did I make that up? I made that up. She does like plant studies and she's, giving amazing information about weed. What?
That's biochemistry.
Is it?
Yeah.
botany, yeah, she does
botany, plant science.
Botany. Yeah. Think like really, really cool shit. And she graced us with an appearance on our show a few months ago because she was going super viral, at least for my TikTok, for you, Paige, because I definitely have a lot of weed shit, as much as we can because, you know, everything's shadow banned. So she does get banned a lot. She does get shadow banned a lot because she does just put out science information. She is a cannabis consumer, but she like doesn't, you know, have any bias either way. She does just report science. So we had her on the show a few months ago and TS asked her, because this was kind of like floating around a little
bit. This was like the earlier days of the pandemic.
Yes. Early
days. Yeah.
So TS,
this has been pinging around.
Okay, yeah, TS, like you just said, it's been pinging around. Okay, I'm gonna play the clip now. Come
on. Around since the start of the pandemic, is there any correlation between COVID-19 prevention and cannabis?
So there, technically speaking, yes, there is science there because there has been publications about it. I think like the first one was one by the author's name is Esposito, and that was about CBD. And COVID. And there's also been one just about cannabinoids in general and COVID and if that could be used for prevention. But I think the general consensus is that science is okay, but it's not solid. It's not conclusive. I definitely would not say that it prevents COVID from developing in your body.
Okay. So that was a few months ago. And she kind of went on to say, we need to do more studies. We need to go see what the deal is. And, you know, there needs to be more time. There needs to be more science done on it. So as we've seen, there was something that just came out a little bit ago about cannabinoids. Yeah. And how they block the cellular entry of SARS-CoV-2 and the emerging variants. So I'm going to play Riley's latest clip. And then our dumbasses will talk about it.
We'll discuss.
Okay, so Riley put this up on her TikTok, which is at CannabiChem. And she also has an Instagram as well.
Let's talk about some common questions that I've got about this new publication saying that some compounds in the cannabis plant can help prevent the COVID-19 virus from entering your cells and infecting you. In the first video, I emphasized that smoking weed is not going to protect you from COVID-19, but I was not clear enough.
Okay, so we'll go back and forth. So I just wanted to like jump in here because I've had people even say to us like, Why did you get COVID or something like that? You know what I mean? Because of that aspect.
Yeah, because nobody read past the headlines
right.
like, at all. Like right. It's like the headlines are does cannabis really protect humans from COVID? The experts weigh in, and then you've got Cannabis compounds can help control COVID-19 spread, researchers find, but they didn't read anything further
than that.
So people are saying, hey, if I just smoke weed, will that keep COVID away from me? The answer?
Nay. So. Hard no. So that is still true.
Smoking weed, dabbing weed, taking edibles, taking tinctures, almost all these products are not going to be effective against COVID-19. And this is because typically the acidic versions of these cannabinoids are not active in our body. So for instance, THCA, the acid version, does not make you feel high. But if you remove that acid, THC does make you feel high. So if we want to activate our cannabis for almost every other use other than for protecting against COVID, we have to heat up that flower in some way. That's
so.
There it is.
So there's a little bit more. We'll play all of it. But just to like interject, tincture, right? Seems innocent enough. But most of the times you're getting these extractions that are coming from heat. And there are ways, and she will go into it, to isolate these compounds of the cannabis plant, but it's very sciencey. Right. Very, very sciencey.
You know, but people did. There are tinctures that do have THCA in them.
Indeed.
CBD.
No, she'll go into it. Yeah, there are. Okay. But there's a method. There's a different method.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Than smoking.
Right. All right. So,
easy to conceptualize when we think about smoking or vaping because we're the ones exposing the heat. But when you take an edible or a tincture, you're not the one applying the heat. But the person who made that product did apply heat. So when they were
Right. So there are many, many tinctures, not all, clearly, but there are many methods. Most of the ones that you and I are going to the dispensary, to Jack dispensary and using, those are mostly probably coming from a manufacturer that used heat, likely. If it's a typical THC tincture, not the isolated ones with the THCA and such, is what I like to assume. Okay.
Taking that edible or before they made that tincture, they're taking that flower and they're putting it in an oven and exposing it to heat and converting to the non-effective form against COVID-19. Almost every product you find in a CBD shop or in a dispensary is going to be the form that is not active against COVID. So the reason I was emphasizing that if you wanted to harness the benefits that the authors were talking about in this paper, you should purchase hemp flower because it's completely legal in almost every state because of the 2018 Farm Bill. And many hemp varieties naturally contain high amounts of CBDA and CBGA, which were shown to be effective against COVID-19. But when you're going to make your products, you do not heat up that flower. You just take the flower and put it in a jar and extract it with something like alcohol. There are other ways to extract it too. I am just saying the easiest method that I thought of, which was an alcohol extract.
Okay, so yeah, see, like you can use a grain alcohol extraction. That's how a lot of like...
That's the DIY home method to make your own extractions.
Exactly.
So get some Everclear.
Right. Get all the heat away, the fuck away from it. So that's an interesting, and it's a very clear laid out explanation of what to look for. I thought it was actually pretty interesting that hemp flower, you know, I mean, I guess you forget because it's hemp, but like, of course there's mad CBD. like you forget like the effectiveness of actual hemp because it's so available. but yeah, there's mad of those compounds, those specific compounds. It's not regular CBD either. It has to be those CBDA and CBDG.
Yes. CBG.
CBG. CBG.
CBGA, CBDA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you can extract out of the raw flour.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I guess hemp. I think well, cannabis derived, if I'm understanding correctly, and please anybody call me an idiot, but if I'm to understand right, cannabis derived flowers probably, unless it's like a CBD rich plant, probably doesn't, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think there's enough.
It's probably harder to find.
I think it's harder to find to extract it in beneficial.
Which is why it's so sciencey.
In a beneficial enough that's beneficial to you.
Right.
From from your regular cannabis plant.
Right. So seemingly hemp, and yes, indeed, hemp obviously is very high in CB, like those CB so-and-sos. So yeah, like if like you would like, I'd like to feel like you would see soon these sorts of things come across the market, or at least being tried, a trial test on like whether or not, you know, isolating what we have available to us is working. And this was Petri dish. This is a Petri dish test, right? This isn't in people.
Yeah, this was all done in a lab in a Petri dish, you know, scientific method applied. You know, it's obviously more studies. It worked in this experiment within the Petri dish, but obviously we probably would have cured. We would have cured a lot of things if the human body was like a Petri dish. So
yeah.
More testing needs to be done. So the next step is, this is a sticky one. They want to test on infected animals.
Yeah.
And then human trials eventually.
Okay. Okay. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll kind of like talk about that a little more. I wanted to get it straight first before we pontificate, because podcasts tend to talk a lot of bullshit out there, and we don't want to be one of those podcasts. We want to be a podcast that tells you truth and nothing sensational. So while, yes, it's great that something found in weed is having the response it's having, we still are a ways away from saying it. Does it, whatever, you know what I mean, right? Like,
yeah, we're a ways away. More studies need to be done, and thanks Riley D for breaking it down.
Yes,
with the scientific method for us.
Yes, very, very helpful. Very helpful explanations. Okay, we will be right back.
Show with TS and Sasha. Don't panic. It's organic.
It is. That was Breakup Shoes quarantine song.
I loved it.
It's so good. Breakup Shoes is going to be at 8123 next weekend. It's the first festival of the year. It's the first festival I've been to certainly in a very long time. So I'm very excited. And it was perfect because we were talking about COVID, and Breakup Shoes is a quarantine song that literally speaks the words of our hearts and souls.
It was so dreamy.
It was. I love that track because it's like, It's you know, when you're experiencing lockdown, I didn't feel dreamy, but listening to that song, I just wanted to float out the window and be happy and enjoy the outside again. Truly, like, it inspired me to do so. So I fucking love that track, and I'm really excited to see Break Up Shoes this weekend. I'm really, really, really excited, and it's gonna be warm in Phoenix.
Oh, it's gonna be really. It's nice. It's beautiful this time. Phoenix is beautiful this time of year.
Yeah, I'm stoked. There's nothing better than like being in the warm weather when everybody else is cold. You know what I mean? But yeah, quarantine. Yeah, so hopefully COVID and cannabis and this information is getting a little bit straightened out, because I do feel like we cannot deny how exciting it is that weed cures or prevents so many things, because no matter in what way it does it, it's still cool. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, there's so many things we don't know. We're discovering every day new uses for cannabis and hemp.
Yes.
It is exciting. We get excited about the weed news.
Of course we do. But we just have to remember that there are vaccines out there that are actually proven to prevent serious infection of COVID that have been tested on human beings. And so that's your first option, because it's here and available. Then we can do some upkeep. You know what I mean? Then we can start to see if things like weed, which actually anecdotally does prevent a lot of things. I mean, we've seen people with cancer use weed as part of their treatment. Just maybe to feel better in their tummies, and all of a sudden their tumors are shrinking. That is what The Emperor Has No Clothes is about. So those are things that really, anecdotally, we've seen. Just being in dispensaries, we've seen this happen. Glaucoma. You know, like there's things that truly the body does respond to because of the endocannabinoid system. Now, this is something that luckily has been being looked at, and I think it is something to celebrate that, like, hemp, which is truly readily available, can be looked at and, like, extracted, and, you know, I don't know, it's kind of like it's kind of exciting that maybe weed will be legalized and we can study it. I mean, since hemp is legal, can it be studied?
Yeah, this is how these studies are happening. And this study was in Oregon.
Sweet.
They're producing mad hemp in Oregon. And hemp is legal in what, all 50 states?
Yeah, all over.
So.
All the heck over.
Hemp-derived cannabinoids are being studied right now. And they're finding out. So they're going to find out something new every day.
Well, yeah, Riley did say that in our last, in the show she was on, is like, you know, just studying him, there's like so much that's coming up. It's not, and again, I think that's like what I'm trying to say in a difficult way, is that like there's so much chemistry that goes into, or that is in the marijuana plant or the cannabis plant. There's a lot of chemistry. There's like thousands of things to look at. It's not just like smoke weed and you'll be better. There's a lot of good, there's mostly, if not all, good things to find out and to benefit from.
Isolating and discovering new cannabinoids will help us unlock the secrets of the universe.
It will.
And the human body.
Yeah, I think it'll definitely be interesting to... it'll be definitely interesting to see how they start to pan out, like how all these studies start to pan out. I think because there's just so many things, I feel like it's like overwhelming. I think Riley kind of like hit on that too. It's like, it's very vast, and there's so much to look at. So it's exciting, but it's also like, where are we even going to start? You know, like, I guess no better place than COVID, you know, but also like, I don't know. There's just so much to learn. We know nothing. All we know is just from like anecdotal and like, you know, the stuff we know.
Yeah. It's things that are happening in a Petri dish.
Yeah.
Let's move ahead and, I'm willing to donate my body to science and cannabis research. Study yeah. this on human.
Yeah, I'll volunteer for that. I'll volunteer and be a cannabis test subject for sure. It's definitely like it's exciting. It's exciting to think about. I fear for this. Like, this is what I fear. You know how like we feared for the Delta eights or whatever.
Yeah.
How we were like, I don't understand how this is like happening because the government needs to figure out a way to fuck this up. So I am afraid when weed is fully unlocked.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, so we figured out that Delta 8 was a loophole in the hemp world, and still like had very significant values, and well, you know, maybe helped you relax a little bit. So they did. So the government goes ahead and starts banning one particular hemp molecule, and then what happens when we unlock another one that could actually right. be helpful?
Right.
Or two more, three more.
And we're not going to get all conspiracy theory too much on this show, but we are. We like to notice things. And again, don't not trust science, please. We beg you. We beg of you. Trust science and keep yourself safe. Get vaccinated. But we do want to point out that once the government gets their hands in shit, it goes kind of icky. Just to point it out. And I hope that that doesn't happen with weed. Sometimes I feel like it might be impossible to really fuck up weed. It's too good. It's too helpful to the world. And too many people know. You know what I mean? Like, I think the government is going to try to fuck it up. Just like each state government has tried to fuck up weed for the public in every single fucking way. Like, just even getting vet CBD used to be totally accessible. CBD, which we've seen work miracles on dogs, and also just help dogs just chill out and feel better. And it was really pure and really good, and it was somewhat affordable, and it like doubled in price after Prop 64. It took a while for them to even get back on the market, and then when they did, it like
I don't think you can say it's for dogs either.
You can't? Why?
I think it's illegal. It was a legal thing.
Tell me about that. I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, it's like not for consumption for animals.
It's a very strange.
I don't know, but it's intended for.
Was it like that when I worked?
No, it was not. No, not at all.
I told a lot of people that. Wait.
We used to tell a lot of people it was for animals, but. Now we can't say it's for the dogs, even though it's called vet CBD.
Oh,
I mean,
what if somebody comes in and asks for it for that reason, and you're trying to give them more information? What do you say?
It's very tricky. It's very
okay.
It's like it's not for consumption, even though you know like. You can call them. They have vets on duty standing by to take your calls if you have any questions.
Is it because people are confused and they think you can give dogs THC or something? If you're like, oh, you can give a dog.
Well, they're ratioed now.
I know, but that's why I don't get it. I'm very confused. I'm very hung up on this.
I don't.
Interesting.
I should have been paying more attention in class, but they. There's something that says they could not. Hmm. They can't advertise for dogs.
So you didn't hear it from me, that we saw miracles.
We did see miracles in the animal kingdom.
I didn't say that.
Firsthand with the.
We did. We saw some cool stuff back then. Now I guess, who knows? Either way, it did double in price.
Yes, it did.
Weed is expensive. Is I guess my point. or was my point. And also, I think my point was because of everything, because of, you know, the market, because of like legalization and taxes and trying to pass all the tests and licensing and everything. It's very expensive to operate any sort of targeted, concentrated product because of how crazy it is in each state in regulatory ways. So I want to imagine that the government, when everything goes legal, won't gatekeep weed and try their best to just make money off of it. I want to hope that, because it's just so great and so many people know it's so great and have seen it be so great. And I want to believe that, like, there aren't evil people who are going to make it hard to get and also really expensive. But, you know, I have a hard time believing that or hoping for that.
Yeah. When you think about like the possibilities of the government or big pharma getting involved in hardcore cannabis research, and, you know, everything's got a patent. Are they going to put a patent on a cannabinoid, the one or the combination of cannabinoids that cures everything in human existence, and then they've got a lock on, and it's Pfizer
weren't we going to talk about the synthetic weed?
The spice? Yeah.
I kind of want to talk about that.
Yeah.
While we're on the topic of
where did that go? Where did that come from?
I don't know. Hold on.
That was a blacklist.
It might. Yeah, it probably was, but. You know, again, I hesitate to talk jazz on pharmaceuticals right now because so many people have misinformation. So many people are misinformed. And we're just not really a part of that. We smoke weed. But when it's a story as big as this, like, we can't just like not talk about it. So just please remember, we're talking about it in the context of very early stages and as a part of treatment for COVID, not your whole fucking deal. It's not like, you know, it's not even as effective as a condom right now. So just make sure that you know that this is purely, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Let's talk about this for science. No advice on this fucking show. Do you hear me? Except for get the vaccine. So wait, did you find it?
No, I did not.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. I think I can find it.
I found another disparaging article about Pfizer betting on medical cannabis.
Okay, I found it.
Okay. We'll get into
this. This is an old article, actually. But it's interesting. I'm going to send it to you. What was the one? What was the thing you found?
It was Pfizer bets on medical cannabis with a $6.7 billion acquisition.
Oh, jeez. Whoa. What? That's crazy.
$6 billion. Okay. Wow. Pfizer helped make spice, the deadly fake pot. That's every time somebody overdoses on, when they say synthetic cannabis, this is what they're talking about, spice.
And it gives real cannabis a really shitty name.
Yes, it does. So apparently,
synthetic weed is different than like a synthetic or like a off-brand pill or something. Like, synthetic weed is a completely different thing that does all different things. I guess. Well, because there was a synthetic cannabinoid. People have been studying weed since like the 70s, longer, since the dawn of time. So there's always been a dedicated team to study weed somewhere. And they were trying to find treatment for like HIV, to help with chemotherapy side effects, everything you kind of hear now. And there was a dude who developed synthetic cannabinoids around the 80s. And somehow when spice was being concocted overseas, somehow this synthetic situation wound up in the active substances that make up spice. So spice is like a bunch of fake shit.
Yes.
And this cannabinoid, synthetic cannabinoid, is found in it, I think.
I think that's right. I've never gone and picked up any spice.
No, well, I tried once at a Hot Topic, and
oh my God.
Yeah, it didn't do shit. It was stupid, and everybody it was right after Miley Cyrus did it, or said she did it, and it was I don't know, whatever. We wanted to try it, and it did nothing. It was stupid. But anyways,
so there's no real there's no real evidence, but there was three researchers that worked at Pfizer and had this information.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no real evidence that Pfizer had anything to do with the introduction. However, they discovered this particular cannabinoid,
right?
And somehow somebody else figured it out as well,
right? If you can create something, who knows? It's probably the bootleg synthetic version of it that wound up in spice. It's definitely it's difficult, it's difficult to these fucking chemists, you know what I mean? Are they just like creating these things and you know.
They're highly intelligent people, and when they say it's like you're walking the line of big pharma and the illicit market. So
right,
it's all in the, right. Around the same time, all of these other designer pills were on the market. You could order online. There was no online. You had to fill out a self-addressed stamped envelope and put a money order in it.
And also pharmaceuticals are often developing versions of controlled substances. So LSD was genuinely made by a pharmaceutical. I think Molly too
was used as a some sort of therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. So and especially now that psychotropics and such are being used in real therapy, ketamine. All these things are all these. Medical grade things are being made for consumption in therapy. So it's possible, it's possible that whoever created this thing, this chemistry thing, maybe it got loose, and made its way to Florida.
That's where it always pops up. It's always somebody.
So it's not confirmed that Pfizer had anything to do with it, but the homie who was developing this very, very, very potent cannabinoid, which I don't even, it's synthetic. So it doesn't exist in nature. Right.
No, it does not. It's completely synthetic.
You should ask Riley about this.
This is a good one for Riley.
Yeah. It's interesting. Cause you hear about this a lot. She overdosed on marijuana. That's not a thing. It's not.
It turns out that it was spice.
Right. And then someone's synthetic marijuana. And you're wait a minute. What are you talking about? Well, the point is, get your vaccine. And then, after you do that, maybe start to think about putting some hemp in a big old jar with some grain alcohol.
Yeah, DIY tinctures.
Extract that shit.
We're going to have a tincture class later.
It literally really can't do you any harm. Just be careful no matter what you do. And always be looking at weed to help you. Unless, it doesn't. But man, oh man, the power that this plant has and the power that it's about to be unleashed on the world, it's very, very exciting.
Cannabis will save humanity.
It's true. We've been saying it. We've been freaking saying it. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with our Huff and Puff.
The nerds will be right back. It's never too late to join the sesh.
Pass that here.
The final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha.
Yes, it is. It is the Cool Nerd Weed Show, the final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha, just like that thing just said. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And we are going to Huff and Puff today. The article went away from me, so you're going to have to do it.
Okay.
You just do the show. I'll see you in a minute. Okay, so we were talking about vaccinations and all this stuff. you know, America, we're doing, you know, we're not the best when it comes to the vaccination rate. Canada.
We're okay in California, sort of.
Sure. California is actually, New York is fucking bomb with their vaccinations. But, you know, as a whole, it's been... we've had to create a lot of incentives, right?
Yes, yeah.
You get a joint.
You got to pay people.
Pizza Hut, whatever it is.
Whatever, a little bonus.
Right. Canada, I don't know initially how the rollout was, but a lot of their country is mostly vaccinated.
They've got a pretty high vaccination rate, but Quebec, the province. Canada is requiring proof of vaccination to buy booze and cannabis. Canada legalized nationally cannabis for adult use. So
for quite some time.
For some time now. And yeah.
Did they put that into effect?
They announced it, I think, around the first of the year, and it actually they announced it like 7 days ago, and it goes into effect tomorrow.
Okay.
On the 18th.
I'm curious.
Well, the vaccination rates have gone up, have quadrupled.
They did. So it was effective.
It is effective, tool, an effective tool in the prevention of COVID. Saying we're going to cut off your booze supply and your cannabis supply.
Oh, wow. So the province averaged around 1,500 appointments a day since they announced it.
Oh yeah, that was
to get their first dose.
Yeah, and now they're up to like 6,000.
Wow. Whoa. So
6,000 appointments a day.
So it's higher than any US state.
Oh, for
Quebec.
Sure.
Wow.
They were already pretty high as of January 1st.
They were,
1st.
That's what
they
I
were,
was saying.
They were at 78%. That's crazy.
I think we're 63.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. But California was doing well.
America is. California in America.
I think we're. Yeah, what are we in America? We're like in the 60s, 63s,
yeah,
like low
60s. Which is, yeah, clearly not the best. But I guess, like, just to, you know, just to double check on that, they doubled down on. I mean, they were already, I guess, requiring proof. For like healthcare facilities, obviously, venues, movie theaters, bars and clubs.
Like we are here.
Yeah, we're doing that here for the most part in California and New York. New York is doing it a pretty decent amount in their restaurants. But yeah, so that would mean like you guys, your dispensary.
We would have to check cards before you come in. Oh, that'd be a nightmare for somebody.
It's bad enough. People don't even want to show you their ID. Literally, yeah. People give you the business about IDs every single day. Every day, there would be one person that would be like, why do you need my ID? What are you going to do with that?
You're putting me in a system?
Well, I don't want to be in any system. I'm like, this isn't like, it's not like a Ralph's card. It's like, it's medical weed or adult use weed. And, you know, there would be points when points in time where you'd go to a liquor store and they'd scan your license. Like, that wasn't crazy. For us to do.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
But it was always, we always got the jazz. People always had something to say about it. So imagine if we were like, show me your Vax card and your ID.
I don't know. I don't think it'd work here in America.
Oh, man. I don't think so either. Just going on the ID thing.
Just the ID
just
alone.
Just like that
just
thing alone. Just that alone, knowing how people are. With their like information and stuff. But you know, Canada clearly, I mean, if their rate was already at like 78, like that's nuts.
They're pushing for like 98%. Like anybody could possibly get vaccinated in Canada.
Wow.
They're encouraging them to get vaccinated.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Yeah. There's a lot of strong opinions on that.
Is there black market cannabis in Canada? Are you going to have to go to the black
market? I was just
going to
say.
Well, what about your booze? There's probably not like.
Well, that's what I was going to say is here, booze. You know, people would just be like, I'm going to go to the fucking cowboy shop down the hill and get whatever. but where are you going to get your booze? You know, is it going to be like the old days where you like pay somebody to vaccinated to go get it for you? In which case, fine.
Everything's $100 now. Every bottle's $100.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm curious. Like, if the rates quadrupled, that already means people are like
they're like, forget it. Let's cure this disease and be done with it.
They also have a slight lockdown.
They are. I mean, there are curfews.
There's curfews. Yeah.
10 p.m. curfew.
How about that? Wow.
Canada went until like a.
Yeah, they didn't play. Like they didn't fuck around.
Has been in like some sort of level of lockdown. Or
people are going nuts. I'm like, sure. I'm getting like Canada TikToks here and there, and it's taking a toll for sure. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's also midwinter. It's brutal.
Oh my God, forget it. Ugh, it's horrible. I don't know. Again, like, the United States is, you know, on one right now. who knows how it's gonna pan out for us? But it is interesting to think about people being required to have vax cards to go into a dispensary. That does, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, especially because we've been deemed essential.
Yeah.
And like a grocery store is essential.
Right.
I don't know if they have to have been deemed essential in Canada. Or is it more of like an alcohol, like a sin? Like a sin tax, you know.
Yeah.
It's where they treat it more like a vice. And if you want your vice.
Well probably because they know, like, fucking everybody.
They didn't say if you want to buy a pack of cigarettes.
Right. I mean, that's true. It is interesting.
Or a lottery ticket.
Alcohol isn't, like, through the government, right? Because, like, their weed is through the government.
No, all of their alcohol is... you have to go to a specifically like government or state.
Oh, so then that's
stuff.
Why. Yeah, that's totally why. Because, I mean,
it's all state.
Yeah, it's all state run. So that makes sense to me.
You can't buy liquor in a regular grocery store,
right? So it's probably so they can have it all in like one little scoop. All your info in a little scoop. Listen, whatever works, whatever gets people healthier so we can fucking get out of this whole thing. It's really lame. Weed is the answer, clearly, for everything. And we will find out that it is even more so the answer. We will find that out in the future, I'm sure. But right now, it is good news that isolating certain things and doing certain processes will help prevent COVID in addition to other methods of medicine. Just say this with my words. And that has been our COVID show. Thank you for hanging out with us on this perfect Monday night. Thank you, Adobe. You're the besticles. I love you so, so much. Thank you, Weed, for doing everything you do for us. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd. I almost said that, actually, Sasha. At Cool Nerd Weed Show. Cool Nerd Weed. And everywhere else, Cool Nerd Weed Show. Everywhere in the world on our YouTubes. We have so much good YouTubes for you. And
don't panic.
It's organic.